For KSMU, I'm Mike Smith with Making a Difference, Stories of Hope and Help. Today, a conversation between two local doctors. One is a recipient, some years back during medical school, of a Community Foundation of the Ozarks Smith Glenn Callaway Medical Foundation Scholarship and was recently named to the foundation's board of directors. The other began his association with the Medical Foundation in 1957 and today, too, continues to serve on that foundation's board of directors.
My name's Jacob Thomas. I'm a native of Springfield. I received my undergraduate training at Drury and then went away for medical school to the University of Missouri and then went down to Dallas, Texas, and then came back in 2012 to start my practice in ophthalmology.
I'm Dr. Don Overn. I came to Springfield in 1957 to open the pediatric department at the Smith Glenn Callaway Clinic. And I came to the clinic as doctor number 13.
Where was the clinic when you came to town?
It had just moved into the building on Glenstone. It had been downtown. The building on Glenstone, which was our first building, it was a fairly large building, but we filled it up pretty quickly.
How did the foundation begin?
Well, the clinic doctors had a monthly meeting, and along somewhere in 1958, at one of our monthly meetings, Dr. Stan Peterson, who was one of the leaders of the clinic at that time, discussed the fact that we ought to be giving something back to the community. When they decided to set up this program, the doctors all agreed to give a small amount of each paycheck into the foundation so that we would establish a fund which would continue growing in size. It is not totally for physicians and pre-meds. It's, as I mentioned, it's also for nurses and nursing students, and it's for a lot of medical technicians. X-ray technicians, laboratory technicians are also included in this. The mission was set up by the clinic with the idea of providing people in medical and paramedical fields the chance to be educated properly and to help them through that education. But in a very few years, 5 or 6 or 7 years, we'd added doctors. We're getting more input into the money of the foundation. And it started to become a really active organization in the sense that we met, we selected recipients and provided the grant money to them on a regular basis once a year.
And I'm a recipient, and it certainly was a meaningful part of my education. There are several challenges in medical education. One of them is financial. The application process involved writing essays just about future aspirations that we had, and I mentioned several of the physicians that I had met in the community are on the board of the Smith Glenn Callaway Foundation. Like Dr. Seagrave was instrumental in wanting and kind of inspiring me to go into medical school. So I kind of discussed some of those experiences that I had as an undergraduate and how that played a role in me wanting to pursue a medical career. And also I am from Springfield and expressed an interest in wanting to return to Springfield. And I think just kind of demonstrating that kind of connection to the community was important in the application process.
And we reviewed each of those applications. We were looking, first of all, for their scholarship level. We were looking for the various activities that they had taken part in college and or in high school if they were pre-meds. And any other things that pointed them out as being kind of a special person that we would like to support. That was the general idea that we did in the choices.
I remember when we were accepted to medical school, we had a phone conference with the director of financial aid, and he always said that he was happy to hear people from Springfield because the medical community was very generous in Springfield and had the most medical scholarships available of any community in the state, even more than Kansas City and St. Louis, which I thought was really impressive considering how much smaller our town is compared to those larger communities. And having that financial support to purchase books and help pay just monthly expenses associated with medical training really was invaluable in my career. Dr. Oberman, thank you for your great leadership and service on the Smith Glenn Callaway board. I know it's made a great impact on my life, and I know several other people on whom it's made a tremendous impact.
It's been a very great pleasure for me to be part of something that I consider very worthy. We intend for this foundation to be self-perpetuating and for the board to continue and keep changing members with time and age, and keep giving scholarships, and perhaps the scholarships can get a little bit larger as the years go along.
Doctors Don Overend and Jake Thomas, who each serve on the Community Foundation of the Ozarks Smith Glenn Callaway Medical Foundation. For information about the Community Foundation of the Ozarks and the Smith Glenn Callaway Scholarship Fund, cfozarks.org. For Making a Difference, Stories of Hope and Help, I'm Mike Smith.